Cash used to be king, but credit and debit cards have now overtaken it to be our most frequently used method of payment. Reserve Bank of Australia has taken a look at how we pay for goods and services, analysing 17,000 payments from 1,500 people over a single week. It's found cards accounted for 52% of payments, with cash falling to 37%. So what's the future for cash, and what about traditional cheques that many older Australians still use? Michelle Bullock, an assistant governor at the Reserve Bank, is speaking with the ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Yes, if you look at this survey, Peter, it's actually a continuation of a survey we've been doing every 3 years for about 10 years now. And during that time, you've seen the use of cash relative to cards decline. And this year, in fact, in 2016, when we did the survey, this is the first time that actually cards have been used more frequently than cash.
But the survey isn't saying that cash is dying, not yet anyway.
It's certainly not. I mean, over a third of transactions are still undertaken using cash, and they're predominantly lower value transactions. But that's still a very substantial number.
But according to the Reserve Bank survey, the trend is clear. People have less cash in their wallets or purses, but for many, using cash is the exception rather than the rule.
That's very true, Peter, but it's also true that it depends on the demographic you're talking about. So older people tend to use cash more frequently than younger people. Smaller transactions, people still tend to use cash quite a lot.
But the big change you're seeing now is the size of the transaction getting smaller, not big ones like for $20 or $50, but amounts under $5 for something like a coffee.
That's correct. And what's been very important there has been the advent of the contactless, so the tap on the terminal. And I think before, when to use your card, you had to insert it and put a pin in. These days, people just tap. It's much quicker. So they're willing now to perhaps use it for a $2 transaction, whereas in the past, they couldn't be bothered.
How have your spending habits changed? Are you more of a card or a cash person?
My spending habits have changed, and they've gone very much towards the tap. And in fact, I use the mobile phone, the Apple Pay. So it's very much changed my habits.
But this is all very well for people with loaded up cards. But what about people out there on low or no incomes who count every dollar and really need to use cash?
They actually value the budgeting tool, because when you've only got so much cash in your wallet, that's all you can spend.
The Reserve Bank has been recently updating banknotes, the $5 bill last year, more recently the $10. So does a cashless society mean the printing presses at the Reserve Bank will start to slow down in the future?
That's possible, Peter, but at the moment we're not observing that. We're still observing growth in the amount of cash outstanding. But one day in the future, perhaps, maybe not very soon, but you might start to see growth slow down in cash. Doesn't mean cash is dead, though. Cash is still a very important part of the payment system.
What about older people listening to this who might still use checks or see cash as security? They might be raising an eyebrow at the thought of a society gradually going cashless.
Checks are a very, very small part of the payment system now, but what we know is that it's older people that tend to use checks. So in all these sorts of circumstances, I guess what we've got to keep our eye on is particular areas of the community, particular groups, and might they be disadvantaged, and how do we ease their way into a new world?
But as you say, the day will come when checks might be phased out.
They might be, but these sorts of things are not going to happen unless there are other alternatives for people to use instead of checks, and in particular the generation that you're talking about. My parents are part of the same generation. It'll be important that there's other alternatives for them out there before there's any talk of phasing out.
Assistant Reserve Bank Governor Michelle Bullock with Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.